Welcome to Career Conversations. I'm Michelle Cooper, and today I'm in conversation with Wesley Green, who is an RPN at Trillium Health Center. Wesley has volunteered to be a mentor in the RPNAO's mentorship program that is being developed collaboratively with Donna Wheeler. Welcome, Wesley.
Thank you very much.
What was it that led you to become an RPN?
I guess it was probably it'd be grade 10 in high school. My grandmother was in the hospital. She fell and broke her knee, so she was in the hospital for quite a while. I'd always go visit her on my lunch break, so I just felt very comfortable in the hospital environment, and that just kind of seemed like an area that I wanted to work. So then I took a co-op, and that was great, and I enjoyed that, and it just reaffirmed that nursing is an area that I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And I ended up getting a part-time job at Crescent Care in Listowel. Mm-hmm. When I was still in high school, which was a great learning opportunity.
So can you tell us a little bit more about your career story now that you've been an RPN for a while?
Well, when I got through the program, graduated, I got a temporary part-time job on the surgical floor at Blue Water Health. Then I had to decide what if I was going to stay in Sarnia and wait out the cutbacks in the hospital, or if I was going to go somewhere else. So I figured, well, I'm young, I'm single, I can go wherever I want. So I just applied to, I think, every hospital in Ontario that had a position. And I got two interviews, one for medical floor at Oakville Trafalgar Memorial. And I had a second interview with the Huron Perth Alliance in Stratford. Mm-hmm. And they're both part-time positions. And I was offered the position at both of them. I decided the one Oakville Trafalgar Memorial is where I wanted to go because it was a larger center, and I figure in the long run I'd probably learn more there. But Oakville's a very expensive community to live, mm-hmm. and I didn't want to relocate just for a part-time position. So I said I would be interested in the position, but I said I'm not relocating for a part-time position. So I said if it was full-time, then I would. And she got back to me the next day and she offered me a full-time position.
Wow.
Oakville was a good learning experience. I was there for about a year and a half. I worked a small respiratory medical unit, which was a good unit to start off with. I just kept casually looking for other jobs somewhere else to see if I could find a better fit. And I had applied, I think, two or three times to Trillium. And I eventually got a call for an interview, and I went to the interview. Ended up, they did offer me the position.
So how long have you been there now?
It'll be my sixth year in May.
Wow, that's
working full-time in the hospital of float pool. I love it. I've never regretted my decision taking my current position that I'm in now.
So you've got really quite a broad range of experience now from between Oakville and all of your other. So,
and in my current position, I get to use majority of all my skills. So,
and it sounds like you're quite involved in some of the nursing committees and things like that.
Because I work in staffing office, when I see something wrong on a unit, it's hard to bring that up or initiate change when you're in staffing office because you don't belong to that unit. So sometimes you're not taken seriously, but because I got involved with Nursing Advisory Council, we meet with our manager of professional practice. She's a great advocate for RPNs, and she wants all the RPNs at our facility to have the same professional development opportunities as RNs. So she asked me if I was interested in this other role, which was the RPNAO liaison for Trillium.
So now you've agreed to also be a mentor. So I'm really curious about what it was that, or what goal led you to wanting to be a mentor.
because I've been nursing for over 7 years now. I'm at the point in my career where I don't feel like I'm a new nurse anymore. I find a lot of the unit staffs come and ask me questions. Well, Wesley, what would you do? And I also like working with students, and I always kind of put myself in their shoes and remember what it was like for me when I was a student and try to teach them everything and anything I can.
So you this notion of sharing your knowledge is important to you. And you said earlier on that you had a lot of great mentoring.
Yes, I had a lot of great mentors when I was training.
Well, and it sounds like you have quite a network too. So
yeah.
Yeah. So Wesley, what are you looking for in a mentee?
Someone who's eager to learn, because there's so much to know.
Great. Yeah. Now, is there anything that your mentee should know about you?
I'm becoming more of a doer. When I see something, I don't just just let it go, or that's the way it is.
So if you were mentoring someone, how would you describe your leadership style or your mentoring style?
Thinking outside the box and looking for solutions and saying, like, why not? If there's a wall, climb over it or go around it. Don't make it stop you from finding a better way to do something. You can't be a type of person that is going to be, this is the way it's always been.
It sounds like you have quite a wide range of things to offer a mentee. So we really thank you for being part of this career conversation today. So thank you so much for taking the time and having this call with us.
Oh, no problem. I've enjoyed it.
This has been a career conversation with Wesley Green. To learn more about the mentorship program or other career development services, please go to the RPNAO website, www.rpnao.org.